Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and buy ourselves some
salt. It's all salt. It's just to get you to buy soda. It's the easy upsell, kids. Learn it quick.
Bring your own drinks to the movies.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and start at episode one. If you're returning, welcome back. This episode picks up right where we left off last week, with our heroes in combat with a squad of stormtroopers aboard the abandoned space station. So with that swelling music you hear coming up over my voice, it means we're just gonna get right into it. Enjoy. After several days hiding out on an abandoned space station, attempting to rest, resupply, and make contact with the Rebel Alliance, our hero's location has been compromised by the Imperial Inquisitor's personal elite stormtroopers. Now, the heroes are struggling to flee the space station after buying weapons from a black marketeer known as the Deacon. In an attempt to distract the stormtroopers, Tumask has released a creature locked away in the depths of the station. Little does he know, he made it more than he bargained for.
Well, we go to the top of the round. It's a hero slot.
I'll take one.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So I'd like to throw a stun grenade.
Okay, so you take one of the grenades, you run towards the entrance, and you hurl one at the stormtroopers?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Ranged light.
Ranged light. Great.
And we'll see you get into close range. One purple.
Great.
So I assume you post up on the other side of the doorway from Levo, and you just hurl one down.
That's correct.
Success! And one nice. Advantage.
Great. Nice.
So what would you like to do with your advantage?
So with the advantage, I would like to clock one of them on the head with the grenade.
Throw it like a fastball?
Yep. Fastball special, baby.
Like you're just getting them back for the one that hits you in the head.
You don't have enough to do, like,
okay,
a black
die. Okay, I'll tell you what. I throw the grenade, and then with the advantage, I reach down and grab the other one that sort of rolled on the floor.
Oh, perfect. You go running, and you throw it, and all of a sudden you see the other one roll up beside you, and you scoop it up.
Yeah, so I still net have three stun grenades.
Mm. Nice. Cool. All right. So how much damage do you deal?
Damage 7.
Wow. Cool.
Crazy.
I didn't realize they even
did. Oh, no,
damage.
I'm sorry. Stun grenade. No, damage 8. Yeah, it does damage, but it's stun damage.
I see.
Okay. It's blast 8, disorient 3.
All right, so stun grenade thrown. These guys are disoriented. Poof, bright flashing light.
Oh, God.
Nice. We didn't bring any Excedrin on the shuttle.
They're going to have such headaches.
Guys, I'm dizzy and it's not from the lack of sleep.
Will they ever get a shift change?
Side podcast, squad of stormtroopers trying to track you guys down. And the hell they have to go through to do that. So next hero slot.
No one minds. I'm going to start running towards the maintenance tunnel. And I'll take a pot shot at the door.
Cool. So you take a shot and then you can make it to the mouth of the tunnel. Roll your attack.
Mm-hmm. Range light, 2 yellow, 1 green. I have a black. And
using your old blaster.
Yep. So what is that, 2?
Yeah, 1 purple at close range.
1 purple? All right. Oops. 2 successes and advantage.
All right. What do you want to do with that advantage?
I'm going to say it ricochets off one of their armor as it hits them and hits the pipe up top and it drops on one of their foot. So say like one of them has like loses a maneuver for...
Oh, god damn it, I just got my brace off last week!
I'll just give myself a blue.
Okay, cool. Give yourself a blue, and that's enough damage. One of the stormtroopers is killed, so you shoot one of the stormtroopers up front.
Okay.
So they're disoriented, and you pop one, hit them on the shoulder, and he goes down. NPC slots, they're going to try to take another shot off. This time, Bosch is the only one in the doorway. So there's one black for the cover, one for the steam, one because they're disoriented, one purple because that's the range.
Now we're playing
this
game right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Now we're making stormtroopers.
No triumphs.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
Good lord.
Not that he passed, he didn't.
One disadvantage, so they'll get another black next round. I'm running out of black dice.
well, here.
Perfect, four black dice. And then two damage, or two successes overall.
Okay.
10 damage.
Woo! Wow. Okay, so I take 5, so I'm down to 6 wound.
Woo! Guys aren't fucking around.
Yeah. Blaster bolts plink off, yeah.
Sent the experienced attaché over here.
So yeah, sparks are flying. They spray across you and you flinch away. Another hero slot. Flinch or Tumask?
Tumask is gonna run over to try to escape, so he's running over to Flint.
Cool. You could make it to the doorway as a maneuver. Do you want to do another maneuver? Wanted to keep running down that hallway?
Yeah, I'll be the first one to go through.
Cool. You run all the way. You're the first one through. You go a couple meters in.
Gotta protect our hacker.
Well, now I'm leading the charge.
Yeah.
Flint, your turn.
So, Flint immediately checks. He sees Levo take a shot with his new blaster, and there's nothing in it, and switch. And he immediately looks down to see if there's a blaster pack in his.
No. The blaster pack is uncharged.
That's what I thought. So, he goes, he's going to spend his whole turn yelling at people.
Chew it.
Bosch, why are you running toward the stormtroopers? Get back here!
He shot me!
Dealer! I need a blaster pack! I've got credits! So I'm asking the dealer for a blaster pack. And I'm imagining he's packed up at this point and is like walking up the ramp to his ship.
Yeah.
This blaster fire, he's like, Mom.
And I flash the credits that I've got.
This one's on the house, he says, and he throws a blaster pack at you. I'm just going to roll his agility, see if it comes anywhere close to you.
Okay, cool.
Nope.
No. It clatters on the ground halfway towards you.
My dad never played catch with me very often.
Flint sighs and his shoulders sag, and he goes, thanks, and starts, can I start running?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this would be the rest of my
turn. Well, you sprint over and pick it up.
Sprinting for the...
And you could even, we'll even say you could change it around the turn.
Cover. As he dives. I can put it in there?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So
I want to say it's out in the middle of no man's land.
Okay, that's fine.
Because there were a bunch of disadvantage.
So he has grabbed it and is putting it in as the end of his turn.
Cool. Top of the round, hero slot.
Flint, can I? I want to go again.
Yeah.
You can get out of there.
Get out of there.
I run back toward. Thank God it's the top of the round.
Yeah.
First and last, I love it. So Flint runs back towards the door. Can he even see the stormtroopers?
You can't see the stormtroopers at that angle. You just see the blaster bolts going through the main doorway.
And all the steam.
And you see Bosch is pressed against the side of the entryway.
Okay, so he's going to aim at the doorway. And like hold that aim for the next round.
Perfect. So you have
and yell at Bosch, get out of the door.
Cool. Here's the blue dice.
Maybe you should go next.
Okay, so Bosch is he's been hit like kind of in the shoulder, in the left shoulder. So he's sort of collecting himself a little bit. There's smoke kind of wafting up off his brand new padded armor. He's really kind of upset about it. And so I guess I'd like to...
I haven't even painted it yet.
I know. Right? I've got to start with repairs. And just, when you get a new car and it's just... Ugh. So I'd like to... would I even have to roll in athletics to get the hell out of there?
Oh, no. You could just... do it as a maneuver.
Great. Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to head back towards the party. Take like kind of a running, not quite a dive or a somersault, but just like jump towards the door. Maybe like roll along the ground, get back up, and keep running.
Cool. Yeah, you'd make it to that doorway with that cool little maneuver with one maneuver, and you'd make a second maneuver to keep running down the hallway and sort of catch up to almost where Tumask is. Cool. You do that.
That leaves you and me guarding the tunnel.
Yeah. So then that's the stormtroopers come out towards the mouth of the tunnel, or mouth of the hangar. They see you. They see the dealer. I'm going to roll.
How do I gain
dark side? So you guys.
That's fine.
So they focus on you guys because you guys are the ones shooting at them. Mm-hmm. And they take a shot off at you guys. So the steam's gone, but they are still stunned. Mm-hmm. They still have the black dice from earlier. They still have from cover, So it's one purple away now, because it's you guys have been running back and forth via one maneuver, so they're close range. And they are going to take a shot.
Ooh. That's too many.
Oh, wow.
Too many good thing.
God, I roll way too well. I'm so sorry.
Damn it.
So three advantage.
You can re-roll it if you want.
Yeah, you know, if you really want to.
I can't believe every single black
guy. These are not stormtroopers. They are way too accurate.
This is the Inquisitor's elite.
That makes more sense. Yeah, that makes more sense.
I get it. That's why they're rolling two.
These are like the guys in the black armor in the beginning of Rogue One. Okay.
Right. Yeah. The Death
Troopers. They're not wearing black armors. These aren't like that level of elite yet. These are
the guys with the shoulder pads.
Yeah, these one they
like
definitely
the
have
big leather shoulder pad.
Oh, they have black shoulder pads.
Oh man. Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, that's one damage, but they also triggered a critical. I'm gonna roll odds evens for Levo Flint. So you see who got hit. Odds. Okay. So Levo got hit. So you got a critical.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 9 damage coming at you.
Wrong. I am durable.
Ooh.
That is 1 damage.
Ooh. What?
I think
I may reduce any critical injury.
This is different.
Oh no, critical injuries are different than critical damage, I think.
Yeah, so when you roll for the critical injury, you reduce whatever you get by 10 because of durable.
Oh.
That's what it is. But I'm still going to.
That is awesome.
Proc durable.
A D100.
Okay.
And it is 10.
That's awesome.
That's nice. Perfect.
So it's 0.
Which there isn't a 0.
I may reduce it. Yeah, it's up by 10 per rank. So I have 1 rank.
So you heal.
So it's 1. Well, it's a minimum of 1.
So it's a minor nick. It's 1 strain damage.
Oh, awesome.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Nice.
Also, 1 strain?
That's
so 9 damage and poorly. 1 strain.
Okay.
He rolled a 10.
But now the next time you get a critical hit, it's like plus 10 or something like that.
Plus 1 now.
Oh, plus 1.
Well, no, maybe it's... I don't know if it's cumulative or if it's...
I thought it was, yeah.
We'll burn that bridge
when we get
you
have to, every critical injury is something.
Yeah. We'll get there later. We don't have to look that up yet.
Can I use a stim pack on the go?
Yeah. Okay. I'm assuming you guys had them on you then?
Yeah.
God, we should...
Do you flip a lightside point to make sure you have them?
I don't know.
Have you watched the okay, if they're on you. They're
you watched the Chick series?
I mean, we have like 7 of them. So I'm going to heal up this 5 wounds real quick and go back to 11.
Okay, we'll do that on your turn.
Yeah,
Which Stormtroopers just went. It's another hero turn.
So I'm going to take a maneuver and use a step.
Wait, you already went?
Yeah, you already went.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Flint and Bosch have gone. So Tumask or Levo.
So I took a shot in the shoulder. I'm going to fire right back at him.
Cool.
These plus what, 2?
One purple at this range.
It's a success.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just one success.
Yep.
Jeez.
One success.
Rolling the worst purple.
Yes. Just one success.
Cool. So you deal 6 damage?
Yep.
Awesome.
And then I will use my maneuver to go into the maintenance tunnel.
Cool. So you take a pot shot off at them as you retreat into the maintenance tunnel. Now, Tumask.
I'm running through the maintenance tunnel. Do you have an idea of where... Are there signs in the maintenance tunnel? I'm assuming, exit or...
Yeah, there are an orbish.
Or
kind of signs
or something.
But they're sort of, old and worn.
Okay.
So you kind of got a hint of them.
Okay.
But you could sort of follow them where it leads you... to a different area. And then imagine you're now walking down this has railings. It's a platform with railings along the side of one wall. And then on the other side of the wall is just a dark pit into nothing with pipes running up and down.
Can I take a quick aside about railings? There are railings all over the place in Star Wars.
Always.
People talk about how there are no railings.
No, yeah, there are plenty of railings.
But there's plenty of them. So many railings.
Yeah, so I don't understand
Empire.
Why...
Yeah. Empire's full of railings.
Yeah. I think that's
Darth Vader leaning over a railing.
Literally leaning over a railing.
Maybe that's what they're saying, that they're referring to the more recently made.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Phantom Menace had no railings.
Yeah.
And they're 100 catwalks for no reason.
I mean, New Hope, there were quite a few places with no railings. There was even a bridge that just wasn't there.
That's true.
A retractable bridge that they're just it's gone.
Why?
Why is there a retractable bridge
that
at all?
That game master flipped a dark side point. He's like, you shot the controls for the bridge. No bridge.
But their old monk rolled really good agility for staying on that railingless catwalk around the shield generator. So,
Okay. That was our aside. Thank you. Thanks for coming on that trip with me, guys.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, so Tomask is just running towards the ship. You know, he sees the pit on the side. He's, you know, opening doors, you know, along the way, I guess. I don't know what else would be in the hatch.
Okay, so you're running
through the tunnel.
I'm going to flip a dark side point, and as you're running, the one of the walkways you're running on, a rusted out one, falls through. Make an agility check, or an athletics check, or whatever it is, to try to catch yourself.
That's right. That's with your brawn.
Yep.
And it's going to be difficulty one. It's not too bad.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So I think you sort of stop short, maybe?
Tomask is running, and the floor gives way, and he just kind of like puts the brakes on and like grabs onto the rails that are on the side.
Yeah, where like your body goes forward further, but you're like, yeah.
And then the flooring falls, but it's enough. It's not that big of a fall. Like it's right at the kind of edge of the flooring, I guess. So it seems like it's a pretty easeable jump across.
Perfect.
The advantage. So with that
higher roll, you could make that jump now.
Yeah. So he's on the rail, he stops himself, he leans back again, and then like propels himself across the gap.
Nice. Cool.
You land across the gap easily.
Great.
After making that landing, as things clatter down below, you hear echoing from like deep down in the dark pit.
Fool of a truck.
Bom 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 bom.
Hurry up, guys! We have to go.
Top of the round.
Excellent.
All right, so I'm going to, as I tried to do before, erroneously keep on running down the hall. Do I make it to this jump?
Yep, you make it right to where the jump is.
Okay, do I have to roll to jump over?
Yep, roll an agility check.
All right.
Athletics.
Simple. It's really simple. Just a single purple.
Okay.
Hopefully you don't fuck it up.
Thanks for the confidence.
Athletics, yes?
Yep.
Okay. So, Arcanian offshoot. Since I'm 1/8 Sephi, I'm technically an Arcanian offshoot. And I may choose to suffer a strain to add a blue die to a single brawn or agility-based check made on their turn. So I'm going to add a blue, and it's one purple. I'm going to take one strain.
Nice. So you make the jump deftly. Feel free to describe how you...
Okay, so Bosch sort of sees up ahead, you know, that Tomask is in a little bit of trouble with the walkway and whatnot, and so he readies himself for the jump, and he does like a sick wall run over the gap.
Nice.
Lands on like one knee and one hand, right? Reaches into his utility belt, pulls out a stim pack, and sticks himself.
Nice.
Smooth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Just like my chest. No hair.
Next hero slot.
I guess we'll go in order. You're coming up on the rear.
I haven't started running back yet.
Yeah.
So I want to shut and lock that door.
Cool.
Behind us. Okay. Can I just shoot it closed to lock it forever?
Mm. You'd flip a light side point and do that.
That's tempting. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it. All right. Could you do that for me? I can't. So I flip a light side point and I shut the doors and then blast them to lock them closed.
And how many stormtroopers are left at this point alive?
You saw there was about 6 there, and then one was killed.
Okay.
And then I say, I can't believe my first shot with this beautiful weapon was at a door. And then I start running towards the rest of the party.
You hear blaster fire still going on inside the hangar.
Uh-oh. We kind of left the dealer.
It wasn't very helpful, the dealer.
First off,
he was on his way out.
He was pretty helpful. He threw flint at blaster pack.
You want to do this in character?
As you're running?
At least he threw me a blaster pack.
Yeah, but, at least he threw you one.
Hey, he's got his ship. He started leaving as soon as trouble started going. It's
they're not themselves. After him.
That's right. Everyone for themselves.
Yeah, I'm so far ahead I can't hear you.
Hey, so you two, he told me to do it.
Levo gets to the gap, and then Flint is right behind him.
All right, so I need to jump. Yeah!
Cool. Levo, describe how you definitely jump across.
Just like brute strength, mechanical, just like hunker down into the smallest form I can make and use my legs, the hydraulics of my legs to spring me forward over the gap.
Nice.
And just slam onto the edge of the other side. Just big bobs up and down for a little bit.
Echoing thud, but you'd make it easily.
Yeah.
Am I rolling this too?
Yep.
Cool.
And just for it to be dramatic, because you're the last one across, I'm going to flip a dark side point and make that red a purple. Or that purple a red.
Ooh. It's a good thing that this is already a dope roll. Oh my god.
Oh no!
Failure!
No!
So Flint, advantage.
Flint goes to, he doesn't see, Flint doesn't know there's a gap. So he just runs and isn't paying attention and just, and goes forward. What's that advantage going to be?
So I have an idea.
I can like grab onto the,
you
and I'm like,
fall,
hanging.
You fall down, but you catch onto you grab a pipe, the pipe bursts. And you fall down another one, but you like
is there
are bent
that
over
where he holds it and goes, oh,
yeah, it's like George of the Jungle. He hits his nuts on like three of them on the way down.
Yep.
You've fallen down, we'll say about 5 meters, so you're significantly lower than the party, and you don't see an easy way up to meet up with them.
Am I on another catwalk?
No, you're like on top of a thick pipe.
I so think if we were on the sixth level, on. He's on like the fifth level or fourth level?
I feel like it's fifth. Couple pipes, like a big pipe in the center and a couple small ones maybe on the sides.
Yeah. Because
it's like a system of
enough to walk where you don't have to like roll balance or anything. Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Maybe if you're fighting, you might have to end up roll balance checking.
I guess what my question really was can I go where these pipes go?
Yeah, you keep going in that direction.
The pipes that are headed, they don't just hit a wall, they follow a tunnel.
Yep.
All right,
imagine but you might have to. It goes in a separate direction than the catwalk. The other three.
Well, hold on, you said he's like 5 meters down.
Yep.
How much longer than that is my vibrosphere? I mean,
a lot. 5 meters is 25 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So Flint obviously says, "Griff, hey, I'm down here. Does anyone hear me?"
If Levo has time to respond, he's like, "I do. You should keep running."
Oh, what? Keep running. Fine. I'm gonna keep running. Assholes. And I start running down the tunnel in the hopefully the same direction that they are running.
Cool. It does not lead in the same direction.
Excellent.
So we're gonna splitting the party.
So this is gonna get weird.
We cut to the three of you. Oh, we're focusing on the three of you right now, up on the landing, or on the catwalk. You guys keep moving. Combat is effectively over, so feel free.
Oh, okay.
You follow the catwalk, and you make it towards a ladder that's in the center of a T-junction. The ladder goes up and down, and you could go right or left.
So I'd like to yell down the hatch and see if Flint can hear me.
You could yell down. You're still soon enough where you could sort of hear him distantly.
Okay. Flint, can you hear my voice?
Yeah, what?
Just follow the sound of my voice.
Up?
Like right, left.
What do you mean? We're at a ladder that goes down, we think, maybe to your level.
Oh. There's a ladder?
Yeah, there's a ladder. I'm talking to you from a ladder.
I start going down the ladder.
Cool. So Levo starts going down the ladder.
Just going down the damn ladder.
Wait, can Flint see this ladder?
No. We cut back to Flint. You're walking through. It's almost pitch black now.
Wait, he couldn't. There was a ladder in the other room that he didn't see.
They went down a different. Landing ramp was a different direction.
Like at the next junction.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So they kept going. They hit a junction eventually. So now you're just sort of walking along these pipes in the dark. Do you have a light by any chance?
No.
No. So you're just sort of feeling it around. You hear echoing from below, but closer than before.
I have no memory of this place.
So Flint is going to try and perceive which direction that came from.
Cool.
What's the difficulty?
It's going to be difficulty 2. It's echoing off the walls and decent ways down.
It's a failure with two advantages.
Okay. You have no idea where it's coming from.
The two advantages, I'm going to take a blue on my stealth roll.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Cool. So I had something else in mind, but that's...
creeping around.
So you're going to move stealthily. What's a good roll to, like, sort of navigate this to try to meet up with everyone?
Should I roll stealth first? What's the difficulty on stealth?
Two reds. Wow. Let's train in the skill.
All right.
That's a success then. Two advantages.
All right, so you're creeping around and you don't alert whatever creature is around.
And I take a blue die towards my survival roll. So I'm being stealthy and therefore I can hear better where Bosch's voice is coming from because I'm being so quiet that I know where his voice
is. So can whatever is tracking, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Sorry, so let's
but that's my justification for taking a blue die for my survival roll.
Let's really describe the scene. So you're creeping around.
I picture a round tunnel with, you know...
Well, you're on top of a pipe right now. So the pipe leads into a round tunnel?
Yeah, that's what I thought was happening. And so I've gone through a just perfectly cylindrical tunnel where these pipes are on the bottom of it. And that's why I can walk through. And so, you know, I've got a duck down and there's a couple of wires just hanging where they fell out with the rest of their wires. There's lots of steam coming in and there's grates that are on the side that are backlit.
Straight ahead in the distance you see, it's like a dim blue light that's backlit and there's a giant fan slowly rotating. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
And Flint is very quiet. Wow. He's got one hand on the ceiling as he's going to keep stabilization and make sure that he's not going to bump his head on stuff because it's pretty dark in here. And he is walking towards that fan in the brief distance.
You make it to where the fan is, and you see the grate has been ripped open by something. So that you're able to pass through it.
Yay!
This can't be good. And he... he's going to go through.
So you're going to try to dive through where the fan is slowly. I mean, it's not going to hurt you, so you time it well, you leap through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you keep following the pipe. When you come across on the right, there is, it looks like a catwalk to an air duct, like a maintenance shaft. Do you want to take the maintenance shaft or keep walking along this pipe?
I want to roll a perception down the maintenance shaft.
I roll two difficulty.
It's really hard to see down there.
It's hard to see, yeah. I mean, there's a quick bend right when you get through it.
Not nope. Fair. So I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, you don't notice anything at all.
I have no memory of this place.
Still.
Is Bosch still yelling?
You can't hear him anymore.
I'm singing a little bit now. You can't hear me, but I'm, like, singing one of the songs with my people to try to help you come in our direction.
Nice. So, what's with the maintenance tunnel again? It's just
dark. Yeah, could you either go down the maintenance tunnel, or you can go down the hallway.
This is why I wanted to roll a survival check, regarding trying to find out where they are.
Well, I think this would go more with a knowledge of technology to, like, sort of understand the structure of these things. So either or of a space station. So either mechanics to figure out, like, oh, this would probably lead me to this place. This would feed into the main conduit. Survival, you know, that's more getting along in the wilderness.
Mm. Yeah, it does seem like intelligence.
Well, I really don't care because they're all the same level for me. So whatever you want me to roll.
Yeah, whatever one it is, the mechanics, or if there's a knowledge for machines of some sort.
And what's the difficulty?
The difficulty is going to be two.
That's nice. Three successes.
Whee!
You realize the maintenance shaft will probably lead you towards where people should be.
Fantastic.
So you can follow it probably back up into the main structure itself and rendezvous with other people.
Awesome. So I start heading down the maintenance shaft.
Cool. You climb into the maintenance shaft and you start moving to it. We cut back to you three. What are you three doing?
I'm singing Despacito at the top of my lungs.
Well, we went down the ladder,
that's
right?
The song of the summer, huh? Isn't it?
I guess. Damn. I haven't even listened to it. I just said it for the kids listening to the podcast.
You've probably never even spun a fidget.
For all you listening, we're old. Almost 30.
Yeah.
Turning 30 this year.
Me too, buddy.
Yep.
Whoa. It's a fun time.
I'm 30. Yeah, I'm 31.
Whoa, I would not have guessed you're the oldest.
Old man Marcello.
Well, honestly, my money probably would have been on Evan being the oldest.
Yeah, it's close.
It's because he's the most mature.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. All these jokes
about... Nice Jabba laugh going on.
Little Jim Henson friend. Just
blew out the mic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Going into the red.
Dear God.
Deep into the red.
I want to roll a perception check
to
see which way the ship is. To understand some of the signs, or do we know where we're going?
It's going to be a maintenance.
Yeah, make a knowledge mechanics. Like a mechanics check.
Mechanics check, okay.
Which is good for you. Not great for Flint, but you did it work. Oh.
Woo! Success with a threat.
So you know exactly where you need to go to get towards the next ship, or to get towards where your ship is.
Okay. Which direction is that? Because we have the ladder and right.
You're going to have to climb up, take a right, go down that way for a little while, take a left, take another right, go down that walkway, and it's going to be straight ahead.
Okay, Dr. Frank, he's going to have your burger.
All right, well, but no one...
This one knows where to go. We're on the right track. Where is Flint?
That's how far, excellent question.
How close is Flint?
We don't know yet. They have no idea. All
right. Can I hear Bosch singing yet?
Nope. Can we hear Bosch singing?
As I've mentioned, I've never actually listened to the song Despacito.
You can make your own. Make up what you think Despacito sounds like.
Yeah, so the cantina version of Despacito. No, there's no way I can do this
Lin-Manuel Miranda to somebody. Fair.
There is absolutely no way I can do this without being in some way racially insensitive.
You know what?
I don't want to do that. Fair. I regret that.
All right. Well, cut. Shutting down the podcast.
Series over.
What's Levo doing? Okay.
So do the three of you follow Tumosk and leave Flint behind as you go to the ship?
Well, I'm not leaving him behind. I mean, I'm getting close to it.
We're trying.
Like, I was about to say, like, how long do we wait?
Well, I have my data pad on me. Tumosk, do you have any sort of schematic or layout of this area of the ship?
This one knows where he's going.
I know, but to see if we can figure out where Flint, where we might be able to meet up with Flint.
Yeah.
I can look into that.
Okay, I mean, he's your friend. He's our
friend. We are acquaintances. We had that long talk before.
Well, yeah, I think you should be open to the possibility of a deeper and stronger relationship with Flint. It seems like
I think
really
I know Flint better than anyone here.
Levo.
Flint
takes your data pad during this conversation and hands it to you. And just goes, please find Flint.
Let me see. I think he'll be in this.
Oh my god. We have comlinks.
Oh yeah.
We do have comlinks, don't we?
Yes, idiot.
You're fucking stupid. I was wondering.
Use the D&D rules.
If I looked like I was sitting here with sort of this like weird smirk.
Oh, good lord.
So the three of you are standing around. You're just about to hand him the data pad when I think Flint is walking around in the tunnel.
Oh, for the love of... And he pulls out his comlink and just looks at it for a second. Sighs at himself. Hey, guys...
We cut back to you guys, and all of a sudden, did you comm anyone in particular, or just the open comm to the three of them?
Oh, no, to the three of them.
Yeah. Your comms start chiming.
Oh, I wonder who that could be. Look at it and split like, oh.
So I didn't need to sing. I didn't need to sing at all, did I?
Yeah. No. So where are you?
Oh, God. I fell down into a set of pipes in a maintenance tunnel. Something ripped through a grate down here. I haven't seen what it is. I don't really want to. But I think I know where you are, and I'm headed that way now.
Do you need us to stay where we are?
Yes. I should be able to catch up to you soon.
Okay.
What's your situation? Is everyone okay?
Yeah, they're fine. They were having a very boring conversation.
What else is new? I'll be right there.
By the way, Levo makes no aside. He just says that... to you. I'm talking to
them. Flint, just to let you know, you don't necessarily know where they are because they kept walking. So do you want to choose a specific spot where to meet up?
Um, So I was heading towards where they were, right?
Yeah. They moved from...
Okay, so he doesn't know that at all.
You That's guys fine. Should let him know that. Up.
If you want to, you can.
That was some force power.
Are
right
you letting
there.
Us know that?
Well,
Yeah, he just said he's going to come back to where you guys were.
Oh okay. All right, we'll double back.
Double back? What, did you guys move from where Bosch asked me to go?
Slightly.
Okay, that's fine. I'll go to where I last knew you were.
This is a lot like being at the mall with my mom as a kid.
No, where are you? No, I'm over here.
Are you by the...
And let me tell you, Arcanian malls are very fancy.
Oh, jeez.
Like, every coffee shop in an Arcanian mall is a Gloria Jeans.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll go back to where we...
Say, so you double back. Known. All right, so we cut back to Flint then. Flint, you keep following the access tunnel, and it opens up, and it opens up into a hallway. One of the hallways from earlier where you guys were residing.
Did I climb a ladder?
No.
Oh, you're in a different place.
I mean, you guys were going on multiple floors to get to where the other hangar was.
This is the MC Escher.
You mean
the hallways where we were way before.
Yeah, where you guys were like the hallways where you guys were living in for the time you were on the show.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so you're back in a familiar territory.
Hey, I hop on the comms real quick. Hey guys, I just found one of the tunnels that we've been in for days. I know how to get back to the ship.
Oh, nice. Hey, can you grab my comb?
Oh yeah.
But we haven't. I know we're starting. We haven't found out about the stormtroopers yet, so that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got your comb right here.
Thanks.
I found it.
Thanks, buddy.
Guys,
just bottom of the little main shaft, left it in the hallway.
Sorry, I keep leaving my shit everywhere.
It's just on a crate.
Yep.
And I can tell it's his because it's got white hair hanging out in there. I pick it up delicately with two fingers. And I slip it in my pocket.
All right, I'm very clean, you guys.
Okay, just meet me in this maintenance tunnel. We don't know if the Imperials have reached the ship yet, and we don't know the situation. So if we're all together, then we can make sure to get there. I can't fly that ship anyway, so I will await you here.
All right.
We start.
We come back to the other three.
Yeah, we want to make our way back to the hallway B.
So you guys are moving through the hallway here.
Yeah, see, there's
and much closer this time.
Tumask, was that... Is that your stomach?
This one's feeling fine, but also believes we should really step on it.
So you guys make your way through the maintenance tunnels and try to get back to where the hallways where you guys were sort of living in. Cool. So you move through, you manage to open up the doorway and get towards someplace familiar. And the place is trashed, but not like stormtrooper trash. Like something big just sort of bumbled its way through here.
Jeez, my data pad's all slimy, you guys.
Thought you had it with you.
Yeah. Well, I have a couple of them. I have my normal data pad. Yeah, I have like my iPod Shuffle.
And you didn't let Tumask have any of them.
No.
I had one. I got one from the dealer. Was good. So I didn't need your data pad.
He didn't want my old shitty data pad.
Okay. Yeah, you've got one with a cracked screen that you're just I could get it fixed, but you know what? It still works.
Right. It's a backup.
This one shouldn't have let down the defenses.
Maybe not. At least we should get to our ship quickly.
Where is Flint?
Yeah.
Flint!
Do I hear them?
You hear that over there?
You hear some stormtroopers suddenly nearby. We cut back to Flint.
Oh, God.
Where are they? Jeez.
You're just walking
Maybe
through
I
the
should check. No, I've stayed put. I've stayed put. I hadn't moved. So I hop on the comms.
Yeah.
Are you guys close? What's going on?
We cut back to you guys. So stormtroopers have, since the last scene, started moving closer in your direction. What have you guys done to prepare? Have you done anything? You've tried to hide? Have you tried to retreat? Posted up and gotten your blasters ready?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to post up behind, in the back corner of the room, there's a bunch of stuff under a tarp, and I don't know what it is. I'm getting behind it.
Cool. And I've unslung my vibro spear, and I've got my blade breaker in the other hand, just kind of alert.
And I've grabbed that wire Tumask was working on before, and I've brought it close to one of these pipes that could maybe start an explosion, if possible.
Okay. An explosion on a space station. That's what we want.
This is a great plan.
I like blowing things up, guys.
I like that you like blowing things up.
Yeah, yeah. Good quality to have in a show.
Is there a demolitionist there is. Specialization? I believe there is.
So you guys, you post up and you get ready, and you hear stormtroopers starting to get closer. They're getting closer and closer to turn around in the corners. I assuming we cut to you guys, there's close-ups on your faces, mm-hmm. You're getting ready, maybe there's a bead of sweat going off of... It would have to be...
Your
Bosh, because he's the only one who
there's a bead of sweat sort of dripping down around my collarbone mm-hmm. a little bit.
Going over your perfect pectorals and
right, yeah. Well,
abs.
I mean, but they're covered up.
Well, those are covered up, yeah. It's insinuated that it's going down that
side. I'm supposed to imagine them.
The quick cuts are getting so fast, it's almost like the end of The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. And just as they're about to round the corner, you hear... real close, and two stormtroopers go, scream! Blaster fire goes off, and you hear heavy thuds. like a sick, wet, slapping noise. And you watch as a stormtrooper, like, just around the corner, his body hits the ground and is dragged away.
Oh my god.
And you hear, like, the screams go silent and you hear thud, 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 receding.
Limo's just holding his gun, like, oh. So
at this point, I guess I would like to roll a xenology check.
Sure, roll it. Okay. Gonna be difficulty, let's say two.
Oh my.
Three successes and two threats. Well, I mean,
so you know this thing is called a Mindrav.
Mindrav.
Yep.
Okay.
And they are vicious.
You guys.
Great.
We're
not quite Wrathtar. Worse than Dianoga. Like, we're talking like around Nexu level.
I understood that reference.
About how large is a Mindrav?
They stand roughly about. They stand it about.
3 feet.
Any significant strengths or weaknesses, perhaps, that we might be able to exploit?
No, they shouldn't be on a station like this. So who knows?
So we can guilt him into going back
you
home?
You shouldn't be here! What are you doing
call
here, Mindrav?
Your mother!
But these things. They're big and they're strong. They're about 10 feet tall.
Wow.
Lots of tentacles.
Oh.
Do they stand on like 2 feet or are they on like four?
No, they walk around almost like octopi.
So they're
on
like
eight tentacles.
So it's like a land Ooh. Kraken.
Ugh. Yeah. We'll say it's basically a land kraken.
Okay.
Wow. Is it the thing from Force Awakens?
No, that's a Wrathtar. It's not quite that.
Not quite that, but okay. Shit.
Alright, so we know what it is. It's down the other way in the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Did it go the direction of our ship?
No, it went in the opposite direction, but it went in the direction where you think Flint is.
Great. what do we do?
Well, it looks like it's heading towards Flint, so maybe follow it.
That's a bad plan. Okay.
So I hear... blaster fire.
Yeah, so we get back to Flint.
And something.
You hear blaster fire and then screams and then nothing.
The direction that the blaster fire and screams are coming from, do I know whether... Is it in the direction of the ship?
Yes.
So it's between me and the ship.
Yep.
So there's a shot of Flint staring down the hallway with his blaster out at his side, just holding it down. And he just goes, like, looks down the hallway, his full body shot. He just goes, Criff. And he's gonna hide. He's gonna hide.
Cool.
Good idea. Dives behind some barrels and like keeps his blaster out and tries to be as quiet as possible.
Roll stealth.
Yeah. What's the thing?
Its perception is it's the two red.
Ooh. Hoo boy.
Jake, I think as a matter of
but you can add a blue because you can hide behind a breeze.
As a matter of game mechanics, I think that whenever Bosch rolls a stealth check against an animal, it should be taken into account how clean he is. And
so it smells how clean you are.
Well, no. I should get one fewer difficulty die, is what I'm saying, if I ever end up in a similar situation.
But invariably, you also probably taste really good.
I do taste
like hell.
Really good.
Six.
All right. I got six successes and two threats.
So you dive behind some cover, and you hear something.
I am one with the shadows. I cannot be seen, smelled, heard, tasted, or touched.
Flint Cross is the knight. He is the bat. Not on my space station. So you dive behind some cover, and I imagine you're ducked down, and as you hear, and the thing's getting closer, and you hear it almost like a wet slopping noise, and you hear something scraping as it's dragging behind it, and it's coming in your direction.
Very Zoidberg.
We cut back to the three of you. Zoidberg. What are you guys doing? You guys are slowly creeping after this thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to stalk it.
Make a group stealth check for the three of you.
I had stealth is not great.
My stealth. I roll a yellow and a green for stealth.
Your agility's high.
Yeah, right? I have three stealth.
Three green. You're going to be rolling.
So three green and, or two green and one yellow.
Correct.
As a group check.
Yep.
Oh, two green and one yellow.
Roll it. Yeah.
All right, I'll roll it. Against two red?
Yep.
Oh, wait, hold up.
Yeah.
But I can suffer a strain to add a blue dice to this, I think.
Okay.
It's an agility-based check, right?
It's probably a good idea.
It's an agility-based check.
Oh, no! Not good.
Waste of a strain. Else, but
that's a failure.
That's a failure.
With an advantage.
Yeah, because I think that was... Wasn't that an advantage?
Whatever.
Failure with an advantage.
Guys, I think we're going to have to fight it.
Flynn's not going to have to. He is a bulkhead right now. No one knows.
Okay. You guys are creeping along.
I can't tell where I be end and this shit begins.
Who has the worst stealth?
I have three agility, so three green.
Three of you.
I have two green.
A yellow and a green. So yeah, probably two moths.
Yeah, two moths and worse.
Two moths. I think you accidentally make a noise somehow. What do you do? Like, how do you make it?
What do I do?
Like, you bang your head on something, maybe?
Yeah.
So it catches something?
So I'm walking. I'm kind of leading the group too, as we're slowly going. We're looking down hallways, looking down doors, and then I get like an itch, and I go to scratch it, and there's unfortunately like a pipe right here. So my six claws just like hit the pipe instead, and you hear that like screeching.
Oh
no.
I think you made it mad. You hear something wet and slopping, like, starting to move towards you very fast. So we cut back to Flint. You hear the thing just, like, right on top of you. It's so close. You're hopefully safe. It's not going to notice you. All of a sudden, you're like a clanging, scratching noise off of the distance. And then all of a sudden, it turns around and starts hurrying in that direction.
That was close. Oh, thank God I'm safe. Thank God everyone is safe.
So then we come nice. Back to the three of you. It's coming towards you. Everyone it is coming at you fast. What do you do?
I would like to roll a stealth check to try and like kind of jump up and hang on to the pipes.
Okay, so we're going to roll like initiative and behave like that with him? Perfect.
Oh, we're rolling. If we're rolling initiative, I'm gonna fight.
No. I mean, you could still run and like hide on initiative.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. So we're but rolling if people, initiative if right everyone's now? Gonna work together or work yeah. separately. Yeah, roll initiative.
Ah, Tumas vigilance, right? Is gonna vigilance. Face this thing.
Oh boy.
Two advantages.
What vigilance?
Which I believe mean nothing in this.
Is that?
Two advantages.
Five.
Four advantages.
Four advantages.
Oh my god!
And two successes for the thing.
Great.
And then what did you have, Levo?
Two advantages.
Oh,
awesome. So advantages can be used in combat.
Yeah,
so
yeah
you can
yeah,
have
yeah.
all sorts of fun
I'll
stuff.
Say, I'll say my two advantages are that I am still going to try to hide, but I am keeping my blaster on the hull. So I'm aiming.
So we'll say you guys are sort of at an intersection, maybe sort of like a common area that might have at one point been like a, sort of like a waiting area. For when the station was still functioning. So you guys are sort of right.
I'm going to use one of my advantages to say that whatever furniture is in the room is very securely bolted down.
Okay.
Oh,
it's like nice. Built into the bulkhead almost.
No yep. Tentacles throwing nonsense.
You have so many advantages. Do you want to spend any more for anything?
Sure. Sure, I do. We're in a waiting room?
Yeah, sort of like a... Just imagine sort of like a waiting area. Maybe there's a okay. back... Like a desk area.
Yeah, but there's no, like, pantry sort of thing nearby?
There might be one down in other rooms off of this and other hallways.
Somewhere there's, on this station, there's a pantry.
Are there still catwalks? Is this still a catwalky area?
No, no. You're back in sort of the living quarters.
Solid.
Okay.
Right.
What would,
at some point, these were offices, maybe.
What would you want me to roll to see if I could find some sort of, you know, little pantry nearby?
You could just establish there's one, maybe the first thing down the hall to the right.
Okay, so I'd like to run in there and grab a large bag of salt.
Or still establishing things.
Okay, so we
so there's the pantry.
There's a pantry, right, and inside the pantry, I find a bag of salt.
So there will be salt in the pantry.
There will be salt in the pantry, and I sort of
you're not there yet. We're describing the environment, not
right.
Yet.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
getting the hell ahead of yourself.
All right, so Bosch leaps up.
No, God,
is that what would you?
All right, Tumas. What else is there? God, it's gonna be so frustrating to listen to.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what's going on.
We're just setting the stage.
Yeah.
So, in the room, there is a there's a terminal that I can access that could possibly control some doors, maybe some lighting, a little waiting room area. I would like to also for there to be. If you have something, jump in. I'm thinking what to use with my second advantage.
Let's say there's like a panel with loose live cabling coming out.
Nice.
So I it's like that. There's no panel on the front, just a bunch of wires that occasionally are like... Tss, tss, and it's in the center of the intersection.
All right. So top of the round is... it's the NPC turn. So this thing, the Mindrav, slowly like pulls into view. And it's basically... You see it for the first time. It's orange with black circles that have like bullseye dots in them all over its body. It has a big, round, sort of bulbous head with like spider-like eyes. There's like two sets of big ones that are multifaceted. And there's smaller ones sort of all around it. It has these long tentacles. They don't have suction cups on them. They're just, you know, tentacles that are pulling along the wall, trying to pull it through. And there's one of the tentacles is dragging a stormtrooper behind it.
Whoa.
And it sees you and goes, and now it's starting to move towards you.
Okay.
So here I run. You guys flipped the light dead point for this.
Yes, we did. Hey, it got rid of the stormtroopers.
It did, yeah, it did.
True. You guys have not fought any stormtroopers.
One problem gone. I mean, I'm gonna try and fire on it.
Cool. Roll it.
So let's see. I have a blue, two yellow, one green. So difficulty? Two? One? Since it's...
It is...
It's close?
It's... We'll say the hallway's kind of long to give you guys a second.
Okay.
Medium range.
Okay. All right.
Medium is two purple.
Oh. Okay. Whoosh. So that gets rid of those, but then I have three successes and one advantage.
Nice. So what do you do with those?
Well, the three successes, that's eight damage.
Eight damage? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then...
So you take a shot off at it, you hit it, like, point blank into its, torso?
Yeah,
it's,
I'm aiming
it's
for the torso.
Its bulbous body?
Yeah.
The center cluster?
The meaty center.
Yeah. It hits it, and
it
lets
out a lump meat.
Yeah.
Pain shriek, but it does not slow down.
All right, and then I'll use a maneuver to maintain my cover and take another aim.
Okay, so yeah, you aim
keep
and then
aiming.
Take cover. Cool. Next hero slot.
Okay, so Bosch is going to use one maneuver to run and grab the salt.
Cool. So you're in the room with the salt.
In the room with the salt. I'm gonna look at it, and I'd like to. I guess it's light range to sort of just huck it at the thing.
You're gonna huck a bag of salt at him?
The salt even work against this thing?
I don't know. It looks like a squid. You shouldn't, right?
Aren't slugs? They live in salt water.
Yeah, slugs don't like salt.
I'm thinking of earthworms.
Throw the salt. See what happens.
Hey, man, I rolled the xenology check. You haven't told me that I'm wrong yet.
Salt doesn't probably work.
All right, fine.
Might get salt in his eye.
There you go. I'm trying to salt his eyes.
Cool.
As an advantage in this fight, we have salt for cooking.
Ooh.
Exactly.
You can make it's sea salt, so you can make amazing brownies.
That's right.
So I'm gonna try and blind it, I guess, with the salt.
Cool. Yeah, we'll say that. We can say that's a thing. We
yeah, so light range.
Yeah, there's it's yeah, a wet there's thing. Stuff there.
Is there what's it there a difficulty to that?
We'll say it's like throwing salt. I think improvised weapons. It's close range, so okay. It's still at medium. So you could run to the room as a maneuver, get the salt, and run back as another maneuver.
Okay.
And then on your next turn, be ready to hawk it at its eyes.
Okay.
Last hero slot, Dumask.
This one, release it. This one will face it.
Jesus.
And he's gonna first maneuver, grab like that loose electrical wire.
Oh man!
And
kinda,
yeah. Like, wrap it around like one hand, and just like the other hand, you see like the claws like come out, and he's just kind of standing his ground.
Nice.
Oh cool. Man,
that's what I was hoping would happen with that panel. Nice.
Can I take a moment? It cuts to Flint, and he's sitting on a crate in that hallway, waiting. Like, I wonder who everybody is.
And then you hear a blaster shot, and then you hear Tumasic's speech.
And he sighs and gets up, stretches, and starts running down the hallway.
Roll vigilance, and we'll add you to the cool. Because it's perfect, because it was the bottom of the room.
That's why I figured it'd be a good time to hop in. This. Two successes and two advantages.
Cool. Nice. So you added a hero slot at the top of the round.
Sweet.
So top of the round, hero slot. This thing's at medium range.
I'm going to keep shooting it.
Yeah. I'm not going towards it. I'm waiting for it to come to me.
Wow, I failed really hard. Three failures and one advantage.
Ooh. You could use that advantage from that blue dice to give yourself another blue dice.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But now with the aim, you get two next round.
But I get two next round.
Two next round. Cool.
Yep, because I'm going to sustain total. My aiming.
Yeah.
That's actually the second turn I've aimed. So doesn't that give me...
Oh, roll an extra blue dice.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
You had the advantage last time, bad. I think.
So that's two failures and two advantages.
Cool. All right. So you give it a black die, or you can keep that one blue die.
I'll keep the blue die.
We can give a blue die to someone else.
Oh! You know what?
I could maybe use
it. I'll give it to you. That's a good idea. There you go.
Thank you.
Basically keeping it distracted, giving Tumas a wide opening.
Help me out here.
So this thing starts rushing down the hallway really fast. He's pulling on the door. Pulling towards you. And he uses his maneuver and his action as a second maneuver. So he goes from close range to engaged. He pulls right through the room, and he's now in engaged range with the three of you. Now, hero slot. Who's next?
I'm going to make a move.
Do it.
I'm going to... So he's 10 feet. I'm like close to 7.
Yeah.
So he's like 3... Fuck, that's sizable. Fuck. Okay.
I like that. It gets like fully like into the room.
About it.
For the audience's sake, John just looked up and looked intimidated. He wasn't looking at anything that was there.
Hey, man, that's
we
power.
Are sitting down.
The power of action.
So Tumask, he's still, because that cable is not going to be able to reach. So I'm still waiting for it to get closer, I feel like.
No, you're in engage.
I'm engaged, so I can reach him. So I'm going to attack and try to electrocute him with that wire.
Cool.
I feel like it's still a brawl.
Yeah, it's still a brawl check, and I'll give you a damage bonus to it. Plus two damage.
Perfect. Okay, so my brawl is... difficulty is always 2.
You shot yourself.
I got the blue.
The blue dice that Tom gave you. Mm-hmm. That's
and
it.
And a damage bonus. That's
wait, it has adversary 1, so one purple becomes a red.
Oof. And that's for every shot on him?
And he's still trick against it.
Oh, jeez. All right. Woo, baby!
Yeah.
Hey!
Yes!
That's a lot of successes.
Okay, so no advantages there. Oh, one threat, but I crit.
No.
Crit is on advantages.
Yeah, advantages.
You deal a lot of damage.
Alright, so one, two, I normally deal 5 three, damage, five, plus six. 2, 7, 8, 9, oh no, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 damage. Oh, 12 damage.
Well, what's the base damage for the wire?
He said plus 2.
Yeah, plus 2.
Yep, that's plus it. 2, but with his
I think that he had...
That's what I did.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
So that's 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 damage.
Cool, you're doing some serious damage to it. How do you do it?
All right, so So he's coming out. He's got like 8 tentacles. I see like the stormtrooper kind of. No, I have a threat. I can't do anything cool. so he, I see him like he makes that noise that he makes. Womp, womp. And like in the middle of the womp, I just shove the cable kind of in his mouth.
Oh yeah, and he writhes his tentacles, just flail helplessly.
And at the same time, I scratch my claws on the wall again just to annoy him and distract him. So it's just as I'm doing it. Awesome. Just that's
like, annoying. He's being electrocuted. But also, this will just get right under his skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the threat. It's annoyed.
So you took, we'll say because of that one threat, you take a strain. Yep. Because, you know, some of the electricity is like washing back into you.
Mm. Totally. Cool.
All right. So next hero slot.
I'll go for that. So I'm going to rip open the bag of salt. And try to blind the Mindrav. I am set on doing this. I don't care if it doesn't.
You've been trying to do this for 10 minutes.
I'm gonna do it. I'm not trying. And I'm taking the strain.
Two purple. Yep, it's one for being upgraded. Very close range.
Yeah,
and then
so a purple and a red.
Oh yeah, purple and red. Thank you guys. Good morning.
Alright.
Failure.
That's
with one advantage.
Right? A failure with one advantage. Yeah.
So I think you go to throw the salt, but the tentacle smacks it out of the way as it like writhes and just falls short. But the advantage is you still have the bag of salt. It's mostly still full.
Okay.
Sound good?
Fine. All right. Thank God we'll be able to use it to cook later.
Move on, I guess.
Flintstern,
try something else.
So, as Flint is sprinting down the hallway, does he see the wrecked bodies of a bunch of stormtroopers?
You see one wrecked body.
All right. Well,
trail of slime. I see.
It's broken. It's like the dude was bent in half.
Yeah.
Oh, the limbs are in the wrong direction.
Flint like puts one arm up and goes, "Jeez, oh grenades!" And he goes for the stuff that the stormtrooper, like whatever he has on him. Perhaps
he has a grenade on him. His blaster rifle was probably dropped before he was dragged. So yeah, but he does have a grenade.
Oh, this is the dragged one.
I mean, both of them were dragged.
He still has one in the tentacle.
So he doesn't have his blaster rifle's gone.
Yeah, from like where he was, they were knocked out. Yeah.
All right, so I grab the grenade and slip it into my pocket. How do I see anything yet? Am I like is
not yet? All right, but you hear it's pretty close. Cool. So you run down to the edge of the hallway. So after you pick it up, the end of the hallway, and. You look down and you see it is blocking that the other far end of the hallway, and you hear people shooting and
awesome. And that's end of my turn.
Close. Yep.
Awesome.
Top
like,
of the round.
Like the monster's in the doorway.
Yeah, it's blocking. it's between. Flint
like it.
Is blocked from you guys by this thing.
Wow.
Awesome. Hero slot. Top of the round.
I'll keep firing at it, laying down suppressing fire.
Cool.
Yeah. So let's see. It's one of these. One of these. One of these. One of these.
I think an extra
three blue. Mm. Oh no, two. This one you
two.
Gave me one.
That's right. Yeah. Because I was still aiming. Give me that bag.
I'm like, yeah. Oh wait, nope. Counting them.
That one. Oh no, you didn't.
I thought
you
did. Rolled around. Yeah.
That's so much rolling.
Wow. Two success. Oh no, just a complete wash.
Oh jeez, no one threat.
Threat. Complete wash and a threat. Right.
Oh man.
Even with the
you rolled
blue.
So many dice!
So many dice!
I'm cursed! You are cursed.
Oh, this is like if I rolled all ones. Not that bad, but still.
So yeah, your one threat is maybe a tentacle smacks you and you take one strain damage.
Okay.
As you stagger back.
And,
blaster bolt goes up high, hits the ceiling.
God, it's...
I almost think like the whole thing is like I wanted to use the new blaster, but forgot again that it's out of. It has no ammo.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I think it's time for. Oh, damn it! Put it back away.
So that thing goes, and I think it's gonna go after Tumosk. After Tumosk, just try to throw down.
That's Jeez. Right.
All right. So, two greens, two yellows, and it's melee. So two purple.
Oh, I forgot about that other stuff.
Oh, man.
Whoa!
All right.
Wow.
A lot of advantage.
A lot of advantages, but no succeed.
Great. So it gives you a black dice.
Okay.
On your next attack, and it takes a blue dice on its own. So its tentacles are trying to grab you, but you're holding them back, but they're slowly wrapping around you. And it's getting into a better position to do whatever it does next.
Got it. It probably won't get a chance.
Next hero slot.
So I'll take a... So Bosch...
Save that wire.
Looks down at the
so much salt.
Fucked up bag of salt. And it's just like, and it's just a look that says, oh, all right, I see what's up. Here's how it's gonna be, you giant fucking tentacle monster. This is what you want to fight dirty, than I wanted to fight. So Bosch just sort of like
quite a look.
Bosch just sort of like pours the salt over the tip of his vibro spear.
Obsessed with this salt.
I'm gonna use it. I want it to sting.
Are you trying to assault him?
Oh! So I'd like to attack
Levo. Levo 3 was just ejected into space.
He's a robot. We'll pick him up later. So I'm gonna take a sort of a, you know, running leap at the thing with my spear and aim for its eyeballs.
Cool.
That will be these. I'll take a strain, and it's a purple and a red.
Yep.
Okay. And
ooh,
is that good?
One success.
One more success.
Success and a threat. Okay, great. So the success is my vibrant spear does 4 damage, I guess, per success.
Yep.
Is that how that works? Okay. And seems I can use these, right?
The threats? No, you can't use them. No. You suffer them. Which I'm going to say you take a strain just because this thing's intimidating as hell and it's stressful.
Yeah.
But what I will say is the salt works. The thing hates salt. It's blinded for a round.
Well, good.
We had all those threats. I was going to actually do it. I just didn't want to let you guys know I was going to help you, like, reward you for that.
That's awesome. So I sort of stab at its eyeballs, and I managed to slice open one of the minor, you know, sub...
Oh, that was a different noise.
One of its eyeballs burst.
Gross. And when it hits the wall, there's a sort of like corrosive hiss.
Oh man, we're going full on alien. Starts to burn through the hull.
Yeah.
Maybe not as corrosive as this.
No, it's burning.
Oh through. God,
you guys just established that.
God damn it, Evan.
And you guys found the light side point for that.
Not up a light side point, it breathes acid too.
Make a reflex save, guys. Alright, so that was the hero round.
Mm-hmm.
Now we still have Tumosk and we have Flint still.
Okay, so the cable's like in his mouth now.
Yeah.
I want to access the terminal and divert power to that cable.
Ooh, you want to juice it up.
Oh, so you're going to pull away and try to like...
And yeah. Try to like send more current to
nice.
Him.
Cool.
I like it.
Cool.
Make a check and you'd have that black dice from it trying to grab you and distract you.
So I'm going to do, it's a computer check.
Yep. And it's going to be difficult too. After your, it would be 3.
Yeah.
Just overloading safety
measures.
It's
kind of not overloading. It's breaking codes, decrypting communications. I don't think
we'll
that's...
We'll say it's 2 purple.
Okay.
I'll just give you the 2 purple because you also have a black.
Okay.
Wait, do you have 3 purple in there?
I have 2 purple. And a black. Okay. I have a black one.
Oh, right.
So.
That's a total wash.
One threat on me.
One threat.
Oh, yeah. One threat.
So yeah. You're trying to pull away with the tentacles wrapping around your leg. It's a stressful situation. You're going to take...
strain.
Yeah, take another strain. I think that's just to keep the pace going.
Yeah.
Flint's turn.
So I take a strain, and like I'm reaching the terminal... But it's like the tentacle grabs me before I could like execute. Like
imagine,
it pulls
like,
me
I
away,
imagine it like
kind of a thing.
Goes around your outstretched arm a little bit and it's just like.
How far is Flint away from this? What range?
Medium.
Medium range. Can I run to. I could probably run into close range, right?
You could run into close.
And then take my shot, is what I'd like to do.
So you up behind it.
So I run up behind it. I see all of my makeshift crewmates. getting attacked by this thing, and I draw my new blaster with great zeal and go to take this shot.
Cool. One red.
And oh, yeah.
One purple and one red.
No, it's closer. Right, it's closer.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So, yeah.
Should just... Whoa! Five successes.
Five successes.
How much damage? What's the critical range?
Damage.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting.
Still plenty of damage.
Yeah, so that's 11 damage.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah, because it's six regular and then five on top. I'm sorry. Four on top. Oops. 10 damage.
Oh, never mind. That's not...
not as impressive.
I am nonplussed. So you guys all of a sudden hear a blaster bolt from behind, and a blaster bolt shoots through its body and comes out the other side, narrowly missing Levo.
Hey! Watch where you're shooting back there!
I was.
Top of the round.
you just hear a sarcastic mechanical hum.
Alright. Do you want a shot or a
shot? Sure.
Yeah.
I'll take another shot.
Finish him off. I'm a little worried.
So he's in close now, right? So
yeah. He's engaged with you, but you could back off till you're close.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
Cool.
Alright, so I'm still aiming. Still got these.
If you're backing off, you don't get to aim.
Oh, yeah. Then I won't back off. I'll be close.
Okay. That's fine. So you're engaged. So add another purple.
I'll be engaged.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Oh no.
Oh, no success.
That was what lost it for you.
You got a load of advantages, though. You have 1, 2, 4, 6 advantages.
Jesus. Can I crit on missing?
You can do a lot of things with advantages.
So you can negate his defensive bonuses.
Distract it. So I'll give. What do I have?
To give a black dice for it, that's going to be 2 of your advantages.
I have 6 advantages available.
Jeez. You had 1 success, you would have critted.
I know! I could have critted twice!
With this! You would have won, you would have had it too.
Force the target to drop melee or ranged.
Putting more points in a fucking ranged light after this.
Tom, you can add 1 to your defense bonus with this. So give it a purple against you is one of the things you can do.
I could do that. Cool. I mean, how much does
that cost? I don't know if he's going to attack you.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to... You know what, honestly, I have enough... I could give a blue die to each of you.
Great.
Do
which
it.
I will do.
Thanks. Nice. Everyone gets blue dice.
You get a blue die, and you get a blue die.
Or you give them a black.
No, I'd rather give all you guys blues.
Fun.
Okay.
Thanks, bro.
So it's the idea. Can you point out a weak spot, maybe?
Yeah, I'm like directing you guys.
Aim for the eyes!
Take out its ass. There's a lot of them, though. But take out its ass!
I'm trying that.
NPC slot. I think now it's probably going to focus on Bosch, considering Bosch just stabbed it in the eye.
Oof.
Mm. Though, actually, no, because also Flint just sort of hit it from behind. So what we're going to do is I'm going to roll this 10-sided dice. Odds, evens.
Not even,
so it's going with Bosch.
Dang it.
I actually wish it was attacking me.
All right, so it's 2 purple.
Oh no.
I don't want this one near me.
Get this one away from me.
I don't want to see that particular one. Again.
Oh no.
What? No, I still succeed.
1 success.
1 success.
Oh, 2, success. 4 advantages.
Wow.
That's which.
Man.
Oh jeez.
Oh jeez.
I'm so glad I used that stim pack.
Just enough for a crit. So you take 5 damage, which...
I have 5 soak.
Perfect. You take no damage.
Great.
Oh.
It has ensnare 4, so you are ensnared.
Whoa.
That sounds bad.
And then also the crit goes off.
Roll it.
What does ensnare do? I just can't move
that
up real
quick. From where I am? Yeah, John, would you mind looking it up?
Okay.
Cool. Ensnare. A weapon with ensnare binds a foe and restricts his movements.
Okay.
So the target is immobilized for the number of rounds equal to the ensnare rating. You may attempt a hard athletics check to break from the effect.
Okay.
So you have to escape. You can't even do anything.
Got it.
So I'm wrapped up
in a tentacle.
Yeah.
So the crit is a 61. It's average severity. So you mark that down. You're slightly dazed. The target is disoriented until the end of the encounter.
Damn.
Wow. Okay.
So which I think is you take a black dice on all your checks.
I'm going to involuntarily take a strain, seeing Bosch get taken by the monster. Due to my obligation.
I'm sorry, Ed, so the crit was how much?
It was the number? The 61, and which 61, is...
61, slightly dazed. Yep.
So until the end of the encounter, you take a black die. So it grabs you and it pulls you to the ground. It grabs you and slams you up against the wall.
Okay.
And you hit the back of your head.
And so it's one black dice to every chest.
Yep, the end of the round. And then you're also wrapped up in its tentacle, so you have to make for four turns unless you make an athletics check.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hero turn.
So I'd like to try and make that athletics check right away real quick.
Cool.
Just get that out of the way. Three purple, or is it two purple and a red?
What was the difficulty on?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Three.
Okay.
Three.
So two, hard. Yeah, two purple and a red.
It's an athletic.
It's adversary, so. Yeah.
And a black die, right?
Two of these. Yeah, black die.
And a blue die. And I can take a strain to add another blue die.
Yeah!
You are strained, sir.
Man, this is a lot of dice.
Well, I mean, I have 14 strain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like...
Nice.
So
force characters have the most strain.
Right, yeah. A lot of my abilities depend on being able to use an extra point of strain. So, but how do you recover strain at the end?
You could use an advantage to gain a strain.
Oh, yeah, but, like, out of combat.
When you fall, when you go to sleep, it's after a certain you get it all okay. back.
You can take a little break, kind of a thing, recover
great, yeah.
strain.
Okay, so strain is, like, kind of a central skill mechanic for me at this point, like, in terms
it's easier to recover strain than
so
it
I'm
going to
roll two green, two blue, oh,
and
Jesus.
All that.
A black, two
it's
purple,
mixing
and a red.
So no confusion wow. happens.
Yeah, please help me decipher this. That's
cancel
that.
Yeah,
that's a failure.
Oh no. Let's cancel. And one failure with two advantages.
One failure, oh, okay. two advantages.
So what do you want to do with those advantages?
You can put your strain back.
You could also give it a black dice.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're struggling,
I,
you're grabbing
I still have
extra
eight,
tentacles.
I still have eight strain.
Oh nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Alright.
You're grabbing its extra tentacles, so it's having difficulty.
Maybe
using
I've,
them
I've, maybe I've like pulled out my blade breaker and sort of like nice. I'm like I've like sort of stabbed into one of its other smaller tentacles.
Nice.
It doesn't do any damage, but it fucking annoys it.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's
blue
for
upset.
Me. All right, Tumas is gonna try to claw at him now.
So you pulled away from the console and you turn back and just start clawing.
And just clawing, trying to rip up his face. All right, come on.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a lot of advantages.
Great.
Yep.
Finally.
Woo.
2-6 advantages.
Oh, no. 5
advantages and 2 successes.
Yeah, so
guys,
that
we're
is...
we're having calamari for dinner.
Yeah, so that's a crit.
So roll D100. I'll let you have the honors. White is in tens.
Oof.
7. Minor Nick takes one strain.
Okay.
But it's an adversary, so they don't take strain. It goes right to wound, so it's an extra 1 damage. Great.
So that's 5 damage, 6 damage.
Yeah, but 7 is slowed down. 6 to 10.
Oh, you're right, slowed down. Target only acts during the last allied initiative slot on his turn, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
Great.
So that was 6 damage, right? You got that?
Yep.
And so that's from the crit, and then the 2 advantage, I'm going to disorient 1, so I'll give you a black.
Nice. So it's 2 black dice now.
And I guess I'll get a strain back with 1 advantage, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Perfect.
And am I the last one to go?
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. So Flint is going to drop down to 1 knee, carefully take aim,
mm-hmm.
and aim for those eyes, and go to blast them.
It has probably 360 vision, too. So there's
eyes
everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that
That's
idea.
Awesome. Yeah.
At close range. Here we go.
Oh, nice.
All right, so we've got... Oh, baby. Oh, shit. What was that?
Was
2 successes,
trying,
right?
Sure.
Sorry.
Take
no,
your
I,
word for it.
Was now.
So that's... this cancels out.
3 successes, 2 advantages.
So that's gonna crit, because my new gun crits on 2.
Oh, yeah!
That's fucking awesome!
Yeah. So it's that little scope. Sweet. So through the little... through up close range, I got a good beat on him. Flint takes the shot. And... Well, that's gonna be a 36.
Plus, I think it's plus 10.
Stinger. Well, how much damage does it deal?
Oh, that's 6, 7, 8 damage.
But
eight damage. Crit usually multiplies your damage.
No?
No?
No, oh, critical table. You roll on the critical table.
Oh, because on Hold Up Blaster, it does.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
we have to read these rules. You shoot right through its eye. It lets out a pain. And it drops Bosch. It lets go of Tumask and just slumps over dead. And there's like a small gap where you could climb over it to get out.
Flint stands up, looks at his blaster, kisses it, and puts it back in the holster. And he's like, guys, the new blaster's great.
And Bosch is still wrapped up in the now dead tentacles. They're sort of starting to, you know, go into a rictus state, and he's really freaked out. So he's just stabbing at everything that he can see.
Well, while you're doing that, I come up and I'm like, Bosch, calm down.
Ha! 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 And I almost stab Levo.
No, you do, but it's in an already broken part of me.
Right, your knife kind of gets stuck.
Yeah, your knife just goes like in here where there's like in my shoulder, where my shoulder meets my neck in an opening, and it's just like, ching! Like, oh, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like start pulling tentacles off of you.
And then as Levo stands back up, I'm still holding onto the knife, and him standing back up sort of pulls me back up to a standing position.
I imagine I also grab you like by the scruff.
Yeah.
Of your, like, clothes, just like, there you go.
Sort of yank the knife back out and start wiping it on my clothing.
Oh, that
was... Everybody okay?
Oh, I've never actually seen a Mindrav. I didn't think there were any still extant in the universe, in the galaxy.
Is that what this thing is?
Yeah, it's a Mindrav. My grandpa used to tell me stories about them when I was a kid, but I thought he was just trying to get me to brush my teeth.
I don't know how those stories connect, and I don't care. We need to get off this station. Who knows what else could be crawling around?
Certainly this more Mindrav. They do not travel alone.
Yeah, we also have no idea if there are more of those. Wait, do I know about the stormtroopers? Oh yeah, I found.
Yeah, yeah.
I found the broken body of a stormtrooper running towards you. So we don't know how many of those are around either. So we definitely need to get to the ship.
Let's just go and get out of here. This place has been giving me the creeps.
So you guys go running for the ship. Mm. You make it towards where the hangar is. And when you get into the hangar, the doors open. And there's about a half dozen stormtrooper bodies lying around the ship.
I loot them.
Every single one. As he's doing that, Leo's like, no, wait.
So you start going.
I just run towards him and stuff. Ooh, blasters!
Are there blasters?
Yeah, there's blaster rifles scattered.
Oh, there's blasters. A gaggle of them.
Six blaster rifles. So you start running, picking up the blaster rifles. What's everyone else doing?
Slowly walking towards, like, holding my blaster, like, looking around, like, is it a trap? Could be a trap.
Make a perception check.
Uh-huh.
A red and two purples.
Can we do a shared perception check?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
You can do a party perception check.
Great.
Because I have one green in perception.
I have two green.
So I have a yellow, ooh, a green, a blue, and we lose a difficulty.
I have two yellows in perception.
Ooh, so we can make one of your greens a yellow, right?
So yeah, what should be...
Two yellows and a green for a roll, right?
Wait, sorry. Who? What's the stat that's based off of perception? It's
cunning.
Cunning?
Cunning.
So what are your cunnings?
Two.
And yours?
Two.
Two.
All right.
Success.
Success and two threats.
Yeah, good news, guys. There's nothing there. You don't hear one. You hear distantly.
Can
you
we
hear blaster fire deeper in the station.
We should definitely get on the ship.
So Flint grabs as much as he can carry and then runs onto the ship.
I imagine everyone else just runs up right onto the ship.
Runs right up onto the ship. Yeah. Go ahead.
Establishing shots. Everyone goes running up the landing ramp, and then Flint is just like, one for me, another one for me. And he's like running up the stormtrooper and eventually collects them up. He's like, his... just two hands full. He's like, doesn't know how to carry all these blasters.
They're literally three under one arm, three under the other arm, and I'm just like,
You hear like another whom even closer, so there's a skip in your step.
He like stumbles and then picks himself
like
up.
As you're getting up, the landing ramp is going up, and Levo's like, let's go!
So the ship takes off, spins around, and flies off into space.
And so the ship is pulling out of the station, you let me know if I need to roll a gunnery check for this, but I'd like to sort of swing around and blast the Imperial shuttle.
You don't know what hangar the Imperial shuttle is in? Right. It wasn't in the same one, because the hangar you're in only has, like, room for one ship.
Okay, didn't so they're far enough away that we, like, can't.
Didn't you say there's a center part of this space station?
And we don't know there's a ship there.
That's right. We don't know how they landed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. The space station itself is sort of cylindrical, and around the equator it has an attached ring.
Okay, yeah. so off we go. And so Bosch sits down in the common area of the ship and just drops the blade breaker and drops his vibro spear on the floor and sort of like starts just taking off the now slime sodden padded armor and basically strips down almost entirely right there at that moment.
Suddenly you guys hear nothing. You're fine. There's nothing on the ship. But just for a second, you thought maybe.
You have points to flip.
yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not going to flip
that. And I was just like, you guys, that was disgusting.
Let me guess. You're going to take a shower.
You guys know me pretty well.
So you guys are... Where are you guys?
Cockpit flying.
So you shout that back to wherever Flint or where Bosch is?
Yeah.
They remember the comm link and they're saying at the same time. From now on,
I imagine that there's a weapons rack, the style... Just like it's an empty weapons rack that I'm
and you just start filling with torpedo
like
blasters,
humming to myself, Flint's humming to himself, like I got the blasters.
I don't think if we mentioned or not at the start of the episode whether or not you would also have been reaching out trying to get a rebel contact, correct?
Yeah, like
so you're in the cockpit. Where's Tumosk right now?
At the second.
I mean, he's my
aviator. So you're probably aviator? Like in the common area where the
astrologian.
So Flint's in the common area where the weapons rack is, and also like where the chess Djeric board is.
Cool.
And then where's Flint? Like, is he getting stripped out also in the common area?
Bosch, sorry. Bosch is stripping down in the common area, and he's sort of looking at his clothing, trying to figure out whether to wash it or just incinerate it.
You notice there's, the Djeric board is blinking, like a light's blinking that's, it's not supposed to be blinking. The two of you notice that.
Huh.
Hey, what's that light mean?
I don't know, maybe the Djeric board crashed.
Oh, okay.
Do you press the button?
My word, Flint doesn't care. He's excited.
Bosch goes over and pushes the button.
A holo projector lights up from the board, like the holo projector that normally controls the pieces. It lights up to create an unfamiliar floating symbol. And you hear a voice that's heavily modified by machines.
I've heard you're looking for rebel contacts.
Who are you and how did you get into my Djeric board?
You could call me Fulcrum. Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes, and most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Tumosk is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoschTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his improv team Tilt at the Reckless Theater, and his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One, where our heroes finally make contact with a rebel agent. Until then, may the Force be with you.